This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. The healthcare industry is counting down the final days to a new tax. It's part of the funding for the healthcare overhaul. Makers of medical devices say the provision will kill jobs. Marketplace senior business correspondent Bob Moon has more.
The 2.3% tax kicks in with the new year on devices ranging from pacemakers to CAT scan machines. Manufacturers have been lobbying intensely to block the tax, and several companies have already announced a few layoffs. J.C. Scott is head of government affairs for the Advanced Medical Technology Association.
In order to find savings, we're either going to see layoffs, we're going to see reductions in research and development, or potentially you're going to see higher prices for healthcare.
Most consumer items, eyeglasses, for example, are exempt from the federal tax. President Obama contends that device makers will see increased business as more Americans become insured. He made that case to Minneapolis TV station WCCO.
The healthcare bill is going to provide those medical device companies 30 million new customers. It's going to be great for business.
But Scott points out the promise of increased business is a long way off.
This tax triggers January 1st in a matter of days. The insurance expansion really won't get to its peak until, say, 2017.
The trade group still hopes Congress will delay the tax as part of its fiscal cliff bargaining. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.